Blog Talk Radio.
The streets is talking.
Is he dead? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. When the bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We coming to you live and direct. Yo, Ro, what the deal? I got my cellmate, my co-host T-Ro, and always on assignment, Jewel's the G. Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before we get started, let me say what's up to my cellmate. What the deal? You rocking in the asylum. T-Row, what the deal, baby?
Oh, what's the deal, family? Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the streets. You know what it is, man. It's Friday. I'm feeling good. Oh, man, I'm already in the clouds, man. Junior had a game today. For those that don't know who Junior is, that's Trent Junior, Trent number two. You know what I mean? And he did work this evening. They won 37-18, L Boogie. So, you know, had to go rep for the Sun. And you know, at these new little leagues, you know what I mean, they try to keep the parents on point by, you know, you can't say this, you can't say that. So it's almost like you got to cheer for everybody. You know, so it was cool. You know, he finally breaking out his little shell. He got another little partner on his squad that be doing the most, you know what I'm saying? Got two guys that can handle the pill. So they did real good. Like I said, they won 37-18 today. They won 50-6 yesterday. So, you know, big ups to Trent Jr. doing his thing on that court for his little school. He only in the sixth grade. So, you know, hopefully he can take off from here, L Boogie. But, you know, it's a regular Friday, baby. I'm ready to get it in. Got some hot new music. Hey, before we even get started, man, I want to give a shout-out to Weed Occasions. You know what I'm saying? Perp Nasty and my guy YBM. These guys are holding the show tonight. So if you're in Phoenix, check them out tonight, man. Got a show going from 8 to 10 at Joe's Grotto off of 32nd Street in Thunderbird. So if you can find your way over there this evening, man, you'll find yourself in, you know, in a nice setting, eye candy, and some great hip-hop music, you know what I mean? So big ups to Perp Nasty and them boys, and it's going down, you know what I mean? Joe's Grotto, 32nd Street, and Thunderbird, if you need to correct address is 13825 North 32nd Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Show start at 8. Them boys going on about 10. Get your ass there. Get in the spot. L Boogie, what's up with the bell?
You know it's going down. We got a lot to talk about tonight. A lot to talk about. You got the NFL, a showdown with the top five NCAA. The rankings just came out. You know, it's Midnight Madness tonight in NCAA basketball. This is our time of year. But let's get started. Why not? Let's talk about the NFL. Big games coming up this weekend. A lot of big games. You know, it's being a, we affiliates of, you know, Dallas and Cleveland, Ohio. They have big games. You know, Dallas against Philly. The Packers against the Browns. You got the Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got Cincinnati and Detroit. You got a lot going on. And you got the big one, Sunday night. The Denver Broncos at the place that Peyton built. Now, Ro, we had some things being said during the week, some tweets with your boy Ursay talking some things about, you know, Peyton Manning. They should have more than one Super Bowl ring and things like that. Do you think that he's out of pocket for stressing that? And did he just run him out of town? You know, now it's speculation that, you know, he just ran him out of town.
No, what happened was Jim Irsay got the balls to actually fire the greatest regular season NFL quarterback to ever step into the football line. And for him to do that, you know what I'm saying, just showed that he got balls. You know what I mean? But for him to tweet and say what he said, I think he's the smartest general manager owner in the whole league. For the simple reason I say that is because he actually took the heat off of Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts, because you know at the beginning of the game they're going to honor your boy Marvin Harrison, Adrian James, and your boy Peyton Manning. So you know what's going to happen is that all this hoopla is going to start on Saturday. It's already started this week, but Jim Irsay has taken the first step of taking the pressure off of Andrew Luck. So I think Jim Irsay is so smart that he knew exactly what he was doing and did it at the right time so that everybody can't question Andrew Luck and talk about, you know, him coming in for Peyton Manning and all this. Ah, that's a bunch of hoopla BS. You know what I'm saying? So I think Jim Irsay knew what he was doing. They're going to celebrate Peyton Manning, and then Peyton Manning going to whoop that ass. You know what I mean? Peyton Manning just going to do it. You know Peyton Manning don't take no shorts. He beat up on his little brother Eli. He going to treat Andrew Luck just like his little brother. And he going to beat up on him too. So that's what I see. So Jim Irsay, good looking, but you might get 50 put up on you this week. Sorry. What you think, El Boogie? Jim Irsay, what you think? He done messed up or fuel to the fire? Is he cool with what he said?
I think it was fuel to the fire. It's going to be very interesting. But let's not get it twisted. Indianapolis wants to put on a better showing than what they did on Monday night. They got embarrassed to me. I mean, we don't know what Chargers team is going to show up. So we know that Indianapolis just got off of beating Seattle and San Francisco. So I can't understand, you know, them not coming out ready to play. Will they win? I don't think so. Will it be a close game? Yes, I do. Because I'm going to tell you this. Andrew Luck is a competitor. Don't let the smile and the old baby face, I shouldn't say baby face, but the little innocent face fool you. It's going to be interesting. I got a close game. I don't have a blowout. Indianapolis 28, Denver 38. They'll win by 10, but it won't be the blowout that I think that the nation is expecting. I think it's going to be a very, very watched game. Sunday night, only game on. Peyton going back. You know he's going to be agitated because he loves his routine. It's going to be very interesting. Very interesting. So, callers, weigh in. Let us know what you think. Was Jim Irsay out of pocket by displaying the displeasure of just winning one championship with Peyton Manning? 347-855-8896. Bro, Josh Freeman, picked up by the Minnesota Vikings. He's starting this week. Also, Casey Kamen for the Houston Texans. His first ever start in the NFL will be on the road against one of the hostilest environment in the NFL, against the number one defense in the NFL. Was that smart by Kubiak?
It's going down. You know what's about to happen. He about to get broke up. But then again, I take that back. Case Kanan just might be able to get a win down there in Houston, man, because not many people have really, you know, watched film on this guy. You know what happens when new guys come in. Either
right.
They're going to break out.
It's in Arrowhead. I'm sorry, it's in Arrowhead. So he's going on the road before the bye week. You think that was smart or not smart by Kubiak?
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, you gotta throw him in at any point. It's just like him starting the season off as a starter. So we'll see what happens. I don't think it's going to be a pretty sight. Kansas City got the number one defense in the whole league. You know what I'm saying? Up there battling with the Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, Kansas City and Andy Reid going to be ready. And I believe that Kansas City is going to win that game. But at the same time, like I said, you haven't really watched film on this guy. But we'll see what happens. Case Keenan is a quarterback from the University of Houston. So, I mean, you know, maybe they got something that they know about that we don't. But, you know, big ups to Kubiak for throwing him to the Wolves on the road against Kansas City, undefeated. We'll see what happens, L Boogie. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but, hey, when you got to go to the third string, we saw what Cleveland did. They jumped to the third string and won 3 in a row. So maybe that's what they're looking for, a little hope somewhere, L Boogie. You know what I mean? It's Friday. He's looking for a little hope. That's all he's looking for.
I think it's a sabotage move. You know me, the streets is talking. I got snitches and informants down there in Houston. He has no choice. The people are calling for him. He went to the University of Houston. Hey, some of the players, Mr. Brian Cushing, Mr. Johnson, Andre, that is, they said he should have been the second quarterback going into the season. So we'll see. Everybody loves the bag up. Everybody loves the bag up.
Yeah. Until he mess up. Cause,
and
you
already know.
Because your backup can turn into a 7-year starter and don't win your number one playoff game.
Speaking of that, we transition up in Philly. Did you see the press conference with Foles and Michael Vick? What do you take from that press conference and, you know, going to that game? Who do you have? You know, the three, both teams, 3-3, top of the division.
I know you just didn't ask me who I had. It's like asking somebody allergic to peanut butter if they don't want peanut butter. Man, you know I'm going for the Cowboys, man. We about to whoop Philly ass. And the reason why Michael Vick don't want to play, because you know he about to get broke up. He already got a hamstring problem. And, yeah, he losing his job. He got to play the part. Like Josh Freeman should have played his part over there in Tampa Bay. You know what I mean? He's been injured too much. I think he'd have missed like 11 or so games, you know, just, you know, since he's been in Philly from injuries, you know? And so I think what's going to happen, he know his job is on the line. He know his job is on the line, L Boogie. So what's about to happen is that he know he's going to lose his job, so he might as well let Nick Foles get the rest of the reps in, and you know, you never know. Nick Foles might get hurt. He might need to be the savior one of these old times. So we'll see, though. You know what I'm saying? I just know this. We going to Philly to whoop some ass, even with a couple of players that are important for our team being out. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm looking at. We going to take a hold of this division now, Boogie. Not like your Green Bay Packers. Y'all 3-2, but you need to step the game up. What y'all going to do this weekend? Y'all play the hometown team, so I know your love is split. I don't know if it's, you know, 50-50, you know. I don't know if it's, you know, a 65 over here and a 35 over here, a 75-25. I don't know how your bloodline is split before your Packers versus the home team. Can you let me know how your team is going to do this weekend? Because I'm telling you, my team about to take over first place outright. What your team going to do?
Well, let me say this. No love lost to the Cleveland Browns. It's like, you know, you cool, but we need more people. Sorry. The NFL means not for long. So you already know what's going on. The Browns, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brownies. Even with being depleted, we're still going to take over that game. We got to. Because we 3-2. We got other people such as the Chicago Bears and the
Detroit
Lions clicking at our heels. They got an important game. I'm rooting for the Bengals this week.
You better. Because y'all about to go down the hatch.
So you got an upset special this Sunday. You got us losing to the Browns.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. They doing whatever they can to skip over Jason Campbell for some reason. I know Brandon Weeden he didn't look like shit last week. Oh, excuse me. He didn't look like much last week. But I can tell you this. You better not try to throw no mud, no love. Whatever he threw, how he threw the interception last week on the backhand pass, you know, I ain't like that at all. You know what I'm saying? Trying to throw a shovel pass to a dude 9 yards down the field like he going to really make it work. That was not cool at all. But you know what? I ain't going to talk about Brandon Weed. You know what I'm going to talk about, L. Boogie? Let me switch it over. Because last night, the Arizona Cardinals had a great opportunity to do something big last night. The Seattle Seahawks was out here. You know that. If you guys didn't see it, I'm pretty sure everybody saw it. The NFL Network previewed, or shall I say, had the Thursday night game of the Seattle Seahawks down here in the good old weather in Arizona. And don't you know, this boy, Carson Palmer, has thrown another peekaboo. And now, Boogie, old Carson Palmer, I thought this year the Cardinals had done something positive by going to get a guy who has not just the name, but also has a couple of stats from way back, you know what I'm saying, a USC prodigy, you know what I mean? But this guy goes out and throws two interceptions for 5 straight games, man. That's never happened in the league. The last person to do it was your boy, Vinny, good old Testaverde, you know what I mean? So Vinny was the last guy to do it. Well, actually, the first guy to do it. And now we done had number two. Not even Eli Manning has gone with throwing 5 straight games or 2 or more interceptions in a season. And we know where Eli is right now. And we got to watch him Monday night. Damn. I'm telling you, it's going down, and it's about to be on and cracking. You know what I mean? So I'm all for it. I can't wait. It's really about to go down this Sunday. We got a lot of hot games.
And it's going down.
Yeah, Ro, I couldn't understand it. I really could not understand it as far as, you know, Carson Palmer throwing the picky pools. It's over with. I feel sorry for Larry Fitz, man. I feel sorry for him. For real, for real. I really do feel sorry for him. But I tell you what, Seattle looks like that 85 Bears. Seattle looks like that 2000 Baltimore Raven. Crucial. Very crucial out there. But you know how it is. You know how it go. But let me say this. The Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't get caught up with the records. It's a rivalry. Who you got in that game?
Yeah, I definitely got, I'm going to take Baltimore because Baltimore still knows how to win. They doing the right thing right now. They knowing what's going on, and they really got it to where they need to be. They just need to take it a step further and do what they need to do to get on that run so that they can try to repeat. So if we can see these guys do, you know, step it up a notch and start, they can win like 3 or 4 more games in a row, I think they're going to be all right, to be honest with you.
I don't know. The game is being played in Baltimore. I still think that Pittsburgh got something in them. I just think with the coaching, I think Pittsburgh has something in them. I hope that they'll be ready to play and be ready to get it in.
How do you close off?
You know what I mean? We really do need to see that. Streets is talking.
How do you close this shit?
And when the streets is talking, everybody listening. For real, for real. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. We rolling. We can't even get it to commercial right now. We so hot. We can't even get it to commercial.
Just switch gears. Let's talk about this NCAA basketball real quick while we got time. What I want to talk about is they done came out with a preseason poll, L Boogie, and we got the top 10 list of the hottest, you know, the hottest of the hot, man. And there's no surprise to us all because the University of Kentucky has been ranked number one overall coming into the season, as far as the preseason is concerned. And as far as that goes, you know, these guys got 8 freshmen coming in that's ready to do the damn fool, and we going to see what's happening. And at number 2 is no surprise at all, coming in behind Rick Pitino is your boy from Michigan State, Tom Izzo, bringing in the number 2 team, Michigan State Spartans. And I think those boys can really make noise because Izzo is just like Coach K. When you don't think they're going to be there, guess what? Spartans are going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Them Duke Blue Devils, they're going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So number 1 is Kentucky. Number 2 is Michigan State. Number 3 is Louisville, the team that won it all. Guy that broke his leg should be back this year sometime. And hopefully we can see Louisville make another good run. You know? Number 4 is Duke. For those, you know, Duke haters, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to see the Blue Devils up there again like they are every year for the last 20 years or so. You know what I'm saying? Ever since Coach K has been there, I can say that for sure. You know? And they're going to find their way to be there somehow. And number 5 to round out the top five, you got the University of Arizona. Arizona, the last couple of years, have been making some impressive runs in the tournament, you know, even though they had their streak broken about 3 years ago of making it to the tournament, you know, 22, 23 straight years in a row, the longest to ever do it, you know what I mean? And, you know, it looked like they're back. They got the young coach over there trying to pep up those boys to get things going on, and it looks like they're moving in the right direction, you know what I mean? And then to round out the top 10, you know, from 6 to 10, we have, of course, Kansas is in the mix. And let me tell you something about Kansas. That boy, DeAndre Wiggins, DeAndre Wiggins, what is his name? Wiggins. I know it's Wiggins. The young stud that's supposed to be the number one draft pick coming out next year, L Boogie, they say the dude is already dominating practice. Not the games, practice. Saying he is giving it to him like he's been there for years already. So be looking out for the guy Wiggins, the young fella out of Canada. Yeah, Anthony Bennett was the number one pick for the Cleveland Cavaliers last year, and this guy Wiggins is going to be the second Canadian number one draft pick in the league next year when it comes around. And Kansas is number 6, Syracuse 7, Florida number 8, Michigan number 9, and Ohio State rounds it out the top 10 for the new preseason top 10. So, you know, it's a lot of good stuff happening around here. I'm glad they came out with the preseason top 10 because you know what that means. It's really going to be a hell of a show going down, going down, going down. And that's one thing I can't wait for is college basketball because them boys be on fire. They be hot. And I'm talking about it's going to be another great season, and we're going to see what it do, when it do. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I can't wait. I'm glad they came out with the top 10. What's your thoughts on top 10?
Like they cheer at the games all overrated. Overrated. You know that it's overrated. Certain teams are going to be there. It's going to be a David that's going to come along and try to shoot down Goliath. It always happens. It's going to be a team that's not even ranked in the top 25 to start off, but they'll eventually get up in there and do something big near the end. It's always a team like that, you know. So, yes, it's something to gauge and to look at, but I'm not really high on it once again. Kentucky's always ranked 1 or 2 or 3 in the top 5 when it comes to high school kids coming out. He always has either the number 1 or between 1 and 5 recruiting class. So he should be ranked number 1 at least. But once again, can he coach him up? At least get him to the Final Four. At least get him to the tournament. His team didn't even make it to the tournament last year. I know Coach Cal has something to prove. I would. I won a national championship the year before and then get beat the first game of the NIT. How is that possible when you're flying on private jets to go see people and their moms and pops talking about after 1 year you can go to the NBA? Don't forget, with basketball, it's 5 guys on the court. You need chemistry. You need guys who are going to eat some Roma noodles together. That guy's thinking about filet mignon once they leave. So it's going to be very interesting with the college preseason basketball. U of A, Sean Miller, you got to produce this year. You have a nice class coming in. You should do something. I'm not surprised with Mr. Izzo. He has one of the top, you know, schedules in the country year after year. I'm going to be seeing what the Parker kid does from Chicago at Duke. So, and it's Wiggins' kid going to Kansas. Let me know it. Let me know what everybody's talking about. Yes, I've seen games Yes, I've been at AAU tournaments where this kid has performed. But let me say this. Pull off the Carmelo. Remember, Carmelo was an All-American high school coming out, but he went 1 year college. And really, he was under the radar, but he drove his team to a national championship. Yes, he had other guys. I know people are charming. Yeah, he had McNamara. He had Hakeem. But listen, when they needed a bucket, who are you going to? So I'm looking for this kid to propel Kansas at least to get to the Final Four. Nothing shorter. Everybody's anointing kids. He's been offered over $100 million already from Adidas once he gets out. Are you serious? Man, when we come back, we're going to talk about this NFL preseason basketball edition of the sports NCAA, and also we got to talk about the Florida State Clemson game. And we're going to get into the asylum. You're listening live. T-Roll, Juelz the G, I'm your host, L Boogie. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Let's go, Ro.
Still when shit illegally downloaded, cryogenically frozen with the 90s mentality on some fly shit. LLB defined as gravity, redefining a masterpiece in a pocket of time. Refining my strategy, no stopping my grind. Got the force while you force-fed idiot rap. Exposed pussy like a horse leg, giving up snatch, position intact. It's shown all along, internet buzz, I'm in your computer like Tron. Six men off the bench, who's confusing LeBron? Death call one when sun is abusing the sun.
And I dream when I'm awake. Yeah, you know this life, it gets deep. They wonder how much can I stay. But hold up, wait, tell them I do this in my sleep. Yeah, and I dream when I'm awake. You know this life, it gets deep. Yeah, I wonder how much can I take.
Yeah.
A whole lot of weight, homie, I do this in my sleep.
Comatose, boast hard with knees, be counting cones in my sleep. They dream about green, remain y'all spit fast. Latch on like leech, while the guards toss granite man, shout out reach. Count movements like sheep, toss scooby snacks in the air. They scatter the east, starving hands in the air. Shots of black and ganger, get your voice so faded. Helps me erase the pain, crash run into my basement. I'm stationed in the east, star gate to guard.
It gets deep. They wonder how much can I stay. But hold up, wait, tell them I do this in my sleep. Yeah, and I dream when I'm awake. You know this life, it gets deep. Yeah, I wonder how much can I stay. But hold up, wait, homie, I do this in my sleep. I stay dreaming, daydreaming, it's kinda odd. It ain't even, stay being as high as God. Head in the clouds, my mind clogged. Ahead of the crowd with flying cars. Underdog when I rhyme bars. It's a pleasant surprise, like blind dates with fine broad. Easy to find trouble, difficult to find jobs, or to find a bride that can keep her thighs crossed. So I stick to the beats in my iPod. It sounds like light raw, strike through the night fog.
We back. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Along with T-Roll, Juelz the G, I'm your wholesale boogie. We just got finished talking about the NFL, big games coming up, Steelers, Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys, Packers, Browns. And the big one, Sunday night, you got Peyton Manning going back to the house he built against the new youngin, Andrew Luck, in Lucas Oil Stadium. We also talked about the new preseason. NCAA basketball, top 10, Kentucky, Michigan State, Louisville, Duke, Arizona. That rounds out your top five, 6-10, Kansas, Syracuse, Florida, Michigan at 9, and The Ohio State at number 10. We talked about Josh Freeman. He's back starting for the Minnesota Vikings. Big up to Josh. We got to give him a big up. Bro, Florida State, Clemson, our first top five game of the young college season. And after this, you know, Sunday, the BCS rankings come out. So this is going to be big for both teams. You got your boy, the youngin, Jameson Winston, going down to Death Valley against the fifth-year senior, Taj Boyd, Death Valley, redshirt freshman. Who you got and why?
It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a very tough game. But I do see Florida State taking their first loss. It's not going to be by much. Famous Jameis is what they call him. You know what I'm saying? The young stud out of Florida State, the quarterback. You know what my thoughts is about that. He should be in a Longhorn uniform, not in no Seminole uniform. But I have to deal with it. But, you know, big ups to the guy. He's been doing real good. But he's going down to Death Valley. They don't call it Death Valley for nothing. All right? And Clemson has been in this position before. And it's just amazing that they're finally getting to a point to where we're really going to see what they're made of. And, you know, they had an opportunity to beat a high-profile team earlier in the early part of the season. And you know what's going to happen next. And this is another test. You got to run through the fire to get to the other end to make sure that you're going to be ready for the outcome. And so just another test. I got Clemson winning by 3. I look at it as like 38-35. It's going to be a high-scoring game. But Clemson's defense is a little bit tougher than some people don't know about. And if you've never heard about some of these guys on Clemson's team, get ready. You'll be knowing these guys real good. They got a couple of mean guys on defense, and their offense ain't too shabby at all with the head guy, Taj Boyd, leading the way. So, yeah. Look out for Taj Boyd. Look out for Watkins. These guys are going to put up numbers. It's going to be nice. I can't wait to see it. But I have Clemson all for the simple fact they're at home. Like I said, I give it 38-35. I know Famous Jameis is going to put up numbers, but I don't think it's going to be enough. And Florida going to take their first L. What's your thoughts? Here's what I got to do. I'm definitely going to ask you this again because I know that you're a Seminole. And L. Boogie, I know that you're a Seminole. And it's going to be crazy because, you know, Florida State got guys, or shall I say they got boosters that can actually follow, you know, they follow real big. And I know Florida State guy, I know they're not going to ride the horse all the way down there. But believe me, if they want to bring, you know, the Seminole down to the game and throw that spirit to the field on fire, the Tigers ain't going to be happy about that, L. Boogie. They ain't going to be happy. So who do you got? You got Florida State or you got Clemson?
Of course I got Florida State. We're going to come down there, rob them, tie them up, and say, look at their faces. Yes, I'm concerned about, you know, Vic Beasley. He leads the nation in sacks with 9, number 3 for Clemson. Yes, I'm worried about that. But this is where we need to either put up or shut up. Like I told you before, we started off good. We beat Pitt. Everybody was talking about Winston. He's a freshman. He's great. Let me know it now. This is where we'll see if you're that guy. It's not about if you have a great game. It's about if you win the game. Put the defense in position to play comfortable and fly around and maybe they can make a play. You have to match or do more than what Mr. Boyd is going to try to do. He's trying to leave a legacy down there in Death Valley. And it'll be good for the conference. Oh, yeah, big up to the Canes, man. I'm glad they won, kept the ACC rocking, still, you know, undefeated in the top 10. They have three teams in the top 10 for a long time. So big up to the Canes. Just wanted to, you know, because you need that when you're in a conference like that. More wins for ranked teams, more points in the BCS. But yes, my heart is going with Florida State. But my mind is telling me no. But I hit you with the R. Kelly. But let me tell you, it's going to be a tough game, a nail biter. I hope, like I said, I'm a fan, so of course I'm going to say we're going to win, but it's going to be tough. If we do, it lets me know where we are. We're a good team. But like I said, we have to play them. We still have to play the Canes. It's going to be tough, so we'll see. We will see. Another tough game on the marquee. We got number 9 UCLA going down to number 13 Stanford out here, out west. Bro, is Stanford going to be very upset at what happened last week and take it out on UCLA? Or will Brian Huntley going there and his stock rise as a Heisman Trophy candidate?
Oh, man, you know, when we looked at this up on the actual schedule, you know, we did discuss this. And, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm going for UCLA on this one. I know I talked about going with Stanford earlier, but I'm going to switch it up, man. I'm going to stick with UCLA for this simple reason and this reason only. UCLA is playing for, you know, one of the members who was taken away from this world, you know, early part of this season, about 3 weeks ago. And so these guys are not only playing for themselves, but they're playing for another person that's not even here. And, you know, once you start playing for that or for something like that, you know, you begin to it's not just the locker room, but your friendships with everybody on the team get a little bit better. Everybody begins to fight a little bit harder or, you know, do whatever they need to do in order to make sure that things are done the right way. And so I think that UCLA is going to go down to Stanford, and they're going to hand Stanford their second loss. I know Stanford is upset after, you know, losing to Utah in Utah last week. But, you know, they had their chances. It wasn't like it was a blowout game. They were right there on the 2-3 yard line with two downs and didn't score. So my thing about that is, you know, they lost when they should have won. But now you got to face a number 9 UCLA opponent who is much tougher than Utah. And I just think that UCLA will prevail because they're playing for number 36, the guy that was tragically hit by a car and, you know, his life was taken. So it's just that's what I'm looking at, because if the Baltimore Ravens can lean on it, I think UCLA is going to lean on it a lot. And I think they're going to get by Stanford. And Stanford is just, you know, one of those Pac-12 teams who just will shoot themselves in the foot, and they shot themselves in the foot last week. Don't worry about Oregon. You coming up soon. So people in the Pac-12 don't get happy, because one of them going to shoot themselves, and I can guarantee you. So I got UCLA. Who you got?
Transitioning on what you just said, shooting yourself in the foot. So I think they did that already, and I think that they're going to fight with a sense of desperation and, you know, try to climb back in this thing that we call the BCS. They beat UCLA, and they're looking to beat Oregon when that time comes, and then we're playing in the championship, in the Pac-12 championship. So they're playing with hope, too. I understand it was someone lost as far as with UCLA, but Stanford is playing with a sense of urgency, a sense of hope. They know if they lose this game, it's not even a BCS game, because without this game, the game against Oregon, they might as well lose it. So I'm looking for Stanford to rise above, and they're at home, and they should do well. They should do well. The defense is probably going to want to come back and, you know, savage what they did last week in Utah. And let's not forget, they have a great coach over there at Stanford as well. I think he's going to lose two games in a row, especially this one at home when it's big. So he needs to step up as a coach, and we'll see what happens. We will see what happens with that. And, you know, let's continue another game. Let's just go to the SEC. You know, you got number 22 Florida going to number 14 Missouri. Did you see how Missouri jumped to 14 after beating Georgia? They jumped to 14, bro. They were 25 and jumped to 14. Is that too much respect for the SEC?
Hell yeah, because I don't understand how you jump from 25 to 14 just for beating one team. Hello, Missouri lost the quarterback. Franklin won't be there next week, or shall I say tomorrow. Franklin will not be on the field tomorrow or the week after or the week after that. They must have forgotten about that. I do not know who the backup quarterback is, L Boogie, but I can tell you this. They're going to go from 14 back to 25 after Saturday because Florida going to come in, and they really going to let them have it. Now, you know, unless Franklin can get one of them shots that the league be handing out, yeah, that's the only way I see him coming back. But I don't even see him coming back with that. He got hit so hard last week. Man, I'm surprised that it ain't over for him. So, but, you know, he'll be back, but not tomorrow. So he going to get it, and it's going to be – yeah, it's just something. Yeah. Missouri, too bad for your luck. I'm happy you jumped up to 14, but you about to drop back down to the 20s, homie. Who you got?
I think that Missouri is going to win this game. I have Missouri winning.
What?
Florida's offense is not that good. Their defense keeps them in games, but they're not that good on the road. So I'm sticking with Mizzou. I'm sticking with the, you know, with the show me state. They got to show me. Florida got to come in and show me, man, down in Mizzou. I got Missouri, man. So everybody can, you know, say James Franklin is out, but they're going to rally around and win this game at home. They're going to win this one. I don't know about the next one, but they're going to win this one. And we'll reintervene on this on Monday. But last but not least, our Heisman Trophy candidate, Johnny Money, baby. You got Auburn 24 going to the 12th man. Do you see an upset special?
No. There ain't gonna be no upset special. You know what Johnny Money about to do. Auburn, thank you for coming down to Texas, but you get out of here as quick as you got down here. It's about to really go down. And Texas A&M got lucky last week against a young Ole Miss team, and they ain't going to be going for that no more. They got to have great games from here on out, especially Johnny Money, if you want to try to win the Heisman again, even though I know they're going to try not to give him the Heisman. But, you know, we're going to see. I just think that he's ready. I think Kevin Sumlin had enough of what he saw last week, and it's on and cracking. It's on and cracking, but I got Texas A&M. Man, you better not say you're going to pick Auburn.
Bro, I'm going with Texas A&M, the 12th man, Johnny Money. And as we go to commercial, we come back to the asylum. The question of the night, callers, since we're talking about Johnny Money, what would be the reason Johnny Money would not win the Heisman? Because I'm hearing whispers that he's not wanted that much or cared about that much in the Heisman house. So to the callers, when we come back, we're going to get into the asylum after this short commercial. Just let us know, what would be the reason why he won't win the Heisman? Does he have to win out? Does he have to play in a national championship game or be playing for the national championship game?
Oh, he comes out way before that, so we'll see.
So we're just asking the callers when we come back. We're going to talk to the callers and see what they think Also, a little sidebar about Adrian Peterson, you know, what's going on with him. And we're going to talk about this Major League Baseball playoffs. The Dodgers on the ropes right now. They bleeding. They bleeding. They've been hit.
Here's another exclusive remix.
The streets is talking. Let's go, Ro.
Holding it down for the streets. Woo!
DJ A, DJ B, so hard, so hard. Quit staring at me like an infrared, nigga.
Pictures of plenty, sipping my glass full of green. Hands on my semi, automatic key for plenty. Some folks for contact, cause I'm live, I multiply. Humans are open fire, niggas die with open eyes. Scared to take a nap, it's a trap. Long maze, dreaming of getting stacks, making scratch the wrong way. That's the song say, we know the motherfuckers dead. Blow the track out, my lyrics never fail.
It's like a phone that he don't even know. He busts it out, give him a crown, he just throws it around. It's like a chunk, he's like a king, but he don't rule a thing. He don't want the diamonds, want the gold, or want the jewelry. He don't want the ring, don't want the loot, it's in it for the sport. Running circles round the competition on the court. He appreciates the support, but he ain't begging for it. And you can love it, you can hate it, but you can't ignore it. You can't be that ignorant, so you can try to tell him short. But you can't fuck with his last joint or the one before it. And he was born and raised hell like them country boys.
Like an infrared, nigga. Stripes in the green, the one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I throw a tiger on my shirt and alligators. They wanna see the inside. I see you later. They come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the face.
Wow,
why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place, play your position. They got my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket.
It's like being the last person alive. You know what I'm saying? After 3 days, you can't do anything. What can I do? Where can I go?
Cash on, look at them. Helping niggas close their eyes. See your dreams and they sleep. Often, it's a young nigga in a coffin. Trying to blossom. Got shot down walking. Blink a eye, the hot guy turn cold. Bring the body back. See the bullet hole. And a burnt soul. Don't cry, he chose the life. Fast lane in the brain, he's supposed to fight. Can you smile at a mama when she lost a child?
I am real strong, weed to release the stress. Deliver the bomb shit from the east to west. Like, yeah, niggas pull out when I face up. From Mr. Poppin' motherfuckers, cause being fatal. Efficiently, I delete them fleas. The auto war, if you sucker free, get with me. Nigga, nigga, don't show.
Nigga,
cash on, look at your boo. Nigga, nigga, don't show.
Nigga,
go to sleep. You can get your cash on, look at your beat.
Nigga.
Upper niggas close their eyes, sing your dreams and they sleep.
Down.
But don't fall asleep. So go to sleep. You can get your cash on, look at your beat.
Nigga.
Upper niggas close their eyes, sing your dreams and they sleep.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Ooh, it's Freestyle Friday. Did y'all hear that? That was a classic. Pop, Biggie, and Eminem. Woo! It's hot in the asylum. Real hot. Right now it's 4-0 in the National League Series. 4-0 in the fourth inning. Looking bad for the Dodgers. My Dodger fans, where are you? Man, week 7 in review, talking about some games. Man, we just was talking about the NCAA football pick'ems upset Saturday, if you might call it. Is it a beat? Will it be an upset? But Florida State is favored by 3 up in Death Valley in Clemson, South Carolina. It's going to be tough. NFL football, you got a lot of marquee games. And you got Peyton Manning going to the house that he built, and Jimmy Ursay hollering off at the mouth, saying he should have more than just one Super Bowl. Is he out of pocket?
Damn fool he is.
Is it going to be a blowout? To the callers, I'm asking you, what's your opinion about that? Bro, who you got? What we got in the asylum? Man, we got anybody rumbling? Somebody threw a kite to come on out?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know how the asylum goes, man. Them bars, they shaking, man. These boys ready to get out and talk. Man, you know what it is. It's a hot weekend, man, and you know what it is, man. We're going to take it to the town, man, and we're going to jump to the big brother first, man. We're going to jump to the big brother, D-Mac. Hey, for the rest of the callers in the asylum, you know what it is. We got you coming on. But big brother D-Mac, you on the line with the street?
What's up, baby?
Man, you know what it is, man. Another hot Friday. You know what I'm saying? Going into another weekend of madness. It could be another upset Saturday. It could be another drama set Sunday. What's up? I know you've been listening to the show. Talk to us.
Oh, man, you guys, y'all hot, man. Y'all got all type of topics out there, things to talk about, man. You know, y'all doing what y'all do best, man. I love it, man. I love it. Let me start with the comments from the was that the GM that said what he said about Peyton Manning. I'm not mad
yes.
at him. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact, Peyton Manning, he did his thing in the regular season, but when it count, he always choked. He should have more than one Super Bowl ring. But, of course, New England was in his way. Tom Brady was in his way. But when you get on that big stage, that's when you got to step your game up. So them years that he played in Indy, it was time for change. It was time for change because he couldn't ever get over the hump. So they let him go. You can't be mad at that. It's business. It's not personal.
And he's and right now he's having one of the best regular seasons of his career through six games. Now let me ask you this: you got the Browns going into Lambeau Field against my Packers, your hometown Browns. I know you rolled with the Browns, you know, this week. Let me ask you this: what's going to be the X factor that you think is going to make you guys win the game on the road?
They not going to win. I'm a realist at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cheer for them. I'm going to root them on. But at the end of the day, they not going to win, man. Long as Brandon Wheaton is playing, they will not win against nobody. He won the one game that he pulled out when old boy got hurt, but they definitely not about to go in Green Bay and win. It's probably going to be a blowout. I don't care how many injuries Green Bay got or whatever it is. They can't stop Aaron Rodgers. And long as we behind the center, they're not going to win, man. That dude is terrible. NBG.
Nothing but garbage.
Thank you,
what
big
do you think
bro.
About? What do you think about, you know, Gronk? He's back in the lineup. The streets is talking. You know, he's back in New England. Is that going to be a big surge into the offense playing against the Jets this weekend?
I mean, it's not for sure that he's really in the lineup, big bro. His agent came out and said that he's ready to play. New England, Bill Belichick ain't came out and said that he was ready to play. His agent said that he was ready to play. And you know who is his agent? What's his name?
Drew Rosenhaus.
Hey, we know how he is. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's not a definite if he's going to play or not. So, I mean, he play, he don't, he don't. I mean, you listen to the players and stuff, they tired of everybody asking him about this guy. You know what I'm saying? They worried about the people that's on the field. So until he get on the field, he take a snap and he play, we could talk about him. Until then, I'm like them. It ain't nothing to talk about.
What about Josh Freeman getting a start in Minnesota? You know, just coming over. What do you think how he's going to perform this week?
I mean, I think he's going to be rusty. You know what I'm saying? They probably going to get a ball to AP, let him do his thing. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's not going to hurt. I mean, you got Matt Castle until Ponder come back, what he got a concussion or whatever his injury is. So, I mean, they can't go wrong. The Browns should have picked him up. You know what I'm saying? The Browns should have picked him up and let him come here. But, hey, you know. And I want to comment on what T said. Hey, man, I'm telling you, the reason Campbell is not playing and get to them streets and listen, Campbell has bonuses and incentives in his contract. If he play 80% of the snaps, they have to pay that guy.
How much they got to pay him, D-Mac?
I'm not for sure the stats, but I'm sure somebody gonna call in and give you those numbers. but you know, that's what the streets is talking in Cleveland, that this guy, you know, he gets incentives that's in his contract and stuff, and then like ain't nowhere in the world we about to pay him all this money, because if he did start, he'd be getting 80% of the snaps. And they're not going to pay him. So my whole thing is, why y'all even go draft? I mean, why y'all even go pick him up? You know what I'm saying? Y'all could have left him
exactly
where he was at, or let him sitting on the couch and stuff. But that's what the streets are saying in Cleveland. That's what I'm hearing, that he's not playing because of the bonuses and the incentive that he have in his contract. If he do well and he play 80% of the snaps, they got to pay him.
And
so
you know what,
D-Mac? They're not going to do that.
I'm not mad at him for having that in his contract, because there are a lot of guys that have, you know, the small print in their contract that nobody really knows about, like going to work out. You know, if you go work out, you get $375,000 just for working out,
right.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of crazy that these guys got all this stuff in their contract, and we don't really know about it until, you know, something drastically happens and everything hits the fan, you know, especially like Josh Freeman. I'm like you. They can't go wrong with Josh Freeman, but at the same time, you know, would you really take him after all the stuff that has come out since he, you know, started acting like a little baby to get out of Tampa Bay? You know what I mean?
Nope.
It's just crazy.
Right.
It's just crazy how this league works and how information floats around. So, you know, I don't think y'all even would have wanted Josh Freeman, to be honest with you. You know, and as far as Jason Campbell, it's just, I believe during the preseason, I heard a couple of Cleveland fans talking about, you know, they got Jason Campbell as a backup. So I was really looking at this guy, or not even just a backup, but becoming a starter at some point during the season when Brandon Wheaton started messing up or went down. But, you know, things have changed, and we saw what happened up until this point. So it just had my mind blown why Jason Campbell hasn't had a chance to step on the field. But now that you didn't clear that up to me, it makes a hell of a lot of sense. It's in his contract. So, you know, just keep
right.
your little house shoes on there, Jason Campbell, because you might as well come out in your shower robe instead of your uniform, because you ain't going to be playing. Stay fresh, you know what I mean?
That's what the streets have said, see? That's what it's telling me, man. I'm just giving it to you guys.
Last two questions of the night. Let me ask this one. It's an NBA question. Carmelo says he's going to opt out and he's going to test the free agent market. You know, I just want to, you know, after the season, ask you about that. And then also, you know, Coach Mike Brown coming out publicly talking about, you know, Anthony Bennett has asthma and a sleep apnea. You know, what are the streets saying about that? He's the number one pick overall. And this is being brought up.
Damn it, Cleveland!
Well, the thing with Melo, I mean, I take my hat off to him because he's not pulling the LeBron. He letting the Knicks organization know that, hey, this is what I'm going to do. So now they got the option to maybe sign him to a bigger deal, you know, before the season end or during the season, or they going to, you know, let him go out there and test the market. It's not like he's handcuffing these guys. He came out now in preseason and let them know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Once again, it's not personal. This is business. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
He put it out there, and he letting them know, if y'all give me the money now, show me the money, or this is where I'm going to go. You know what I'm saying? It's a business move on his part. The thing with Bennett, I mean, they just letting the fans and letting everybody know what it is. I mean, I checked the Cavs out yesterday. They looking good. But, I mean, at the end of the day, what's preseason? You know what I'm saying? This practice. You know what I'm saying? This practice. I mean, show me what y'all going to do when the season starts. You know what I'm saying? They looking good. You know what I'm saying? They got a couple of young players on their team. But when the season starts, everybody going to turn up. and I hope they turn it up. You know what I'm saying? That dude, Bennett, he still needs to lose a couple pounds to me. You know what I'm saying? Get in a little bit of shape. But, you know, they just put that out there for the fans and everybody. But, you know, hopefully he don't fall asleep on the court.
Right, right. And my thing about the Carmelo, my Knicks, we the only team that can offer him $129 million. No one else can give him over $100.
Oh, no. So, the Lakers in the hunt, big bruh. The Lakers is in the hunt. I can see Melo in the purple and gold, baby.
That's if he wants to take lesser money. Because
hey,
there's no team. It's called the Larry Bird rule. There's no team that can offer him. But if he wants to take less money and maybe try to win something, but I can't see him, even if he went to L.A. Lakers with a healthy Kobe Bryant, this year, next year, winning or coming out of the West.
Right now, Melo got enough money. Melo set. You know what I'm saying? Lala set. You know what I'm saying? Melo wants to get on that big stage like his boy LeBron and like Kobe and these other guys. You know what I'm saying? Melo won a championship. You know what I'm saying? He won one his freshman year with your Syracuse Orangemen. You know what I'm saying? Melo wants to get on the big stage, and hopefully he come out, he stay healthy this year, and he ball out. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need to give him some type of chance, because right now it's not looking good for nobody. And I'm keeping it
100. Last but not least, question of the night, has Johnny done anything to let us know that he's not the unanimous winner of a second Heisman Trophy?
I told you last week, L Boogie, he's not going to win the Heisman for the simple fact, in the streets is talking, what he did in the off season hurt him. It hurt him. It probably hurt him in the draft whenever he decides to come out. He got to rebuild his image. I don't care what he do on the field and all that stuff, because you got other players out there balling out too. You know what I'm saying? He'll probably sit up there. But he's not going to walk up there and get it for the simple fact he disrespected Peyton, disrespected Eli. He been drinking, you know what I'm saying, trying to act bigger than what he is, you know what I'm saying, trying to kick it with LeBron. And then LeBron like, my dude, get back, man. You ain't ready for this yet. You know what I'm saying? Stay in college. Do your thing. Ball out. He did too many bad things. And, you know, in college, they look at that. You know what I'm saying? And just because of his skin color, they wanted him. They probably thought he was going to be a Tebow. You know what I'm saying? And he wasn't. He got some swag to him. He got some confidence to him. And he let it come out at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? He should have let that little swag and confidence come out probably another year from now. Not now. He got the big head, and the big head going to hurt him from getting the Heisman this year. You heard it here first.
He better win that shit. There ain't no way in hell he can't win it, man. They just trying to boycott. I bet I'm going to boycott the Heisman if they don't let Johnny Money get that damn thing. They just don't
want to
see it.
Man, you want him to get it because you Texas. You want Texas to get it again, baby.
Damn right. You already know.
I know.
But, brother, you know, man, we appreciate the love, baby. D-Mac always coming with it. You know what I'm saying? Giving us a lowdown. And, man, you know what? That's why I'm glad it goes live, man, because we can always play this back when we wrong. So, you know, if you write about it, you know, we can always give you the big props. You heard it here first right off the streets of talking. You know what I'm saying? And give you the biggest props in the world for that. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, T.
That's what it is, man. So, you know, check with us in on Monday because, you know, we got to do a recap on it.
Yes, sir. I'll be chiming in. I love y'all, man. I'm listening. L Boogie.
I'm right here with you.
Hit that funky freestyle tonight, boy.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You know we're going to get it in. And we always going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. They don't call him D-Mac for nothing.
Hey, L Boogie, let's jump back in to the asylum real quick before we go to the other asylum, to the commercial break, and then get to the back to the callers.
You know what I mean? Because we got a special thing jumping off tonight, man. We're going to get the street officials jumping off. You understand? And if you didn't know what that means we got the street officials in the house waiting patiently to jump on with the streets is talking. So it's really about to go down. So you got a special treat tonight. But before we do that, you know we got to bring in Mr. Controversy. Because L Boogie and Mr. Controversy got into it on Monday. And L Boogie had to cut him off. So I know Mr. Controversy coming with an update because he always picking three up, at least three upsets every weekend. Mr. Controversy, what's the deal, baby?
The streets is talking. The show on fire tonight. The side of something. And the sports world's where it's at, man. And I'm ready. I'm ready.
So what you got for us?
Man,
I know
you know.
It's a lot of stuff on the table. Talk to me.
Oh, man. First and foremost is, man, shout out to D-Mac, man. He the only person who came up with this Jason Campbell thing, man. You know, I just did a little bit of research. So the research I came up with is, because, you know, we got snitches everywhere. I came up with if Jason Campbell paid 50%, he get a incentive bonus of $150,000. And if he pays 65%, he get another $350,000. And if he plays 80%, he get another $600,000 on top of the $500,000 just guaranteed on top of the $1.5 million deal that he signed to. You see what I'm saying? And he guaranteed $2 million next year. But he's not playing anyway, so he's not worried about the land. We'll get on to what's really jumping in the sports world, baby. Oh, man. I'm ready tonight, man. Y'all can shoot anything at me. Anything.
Florida State going down to Death Valley facing Clemson. Who you got? Number 5 Florida State or number 3 Clemson?
Can I ask y'all a question? A couple weeks ago when it was Clemson versus Georgia, what happened? You can't go down there and think anything with them boys down there. I'm going with Clemson, baby. And it ain't going to be close. I don't know what y'all are seeing. It's not going to be close.
It's going to be a blow. Let me ask you this. Jumping to the NFL, do you think Jim Irsay was out of pocket talking about Peyton Manning, saying he should have more than one Super Bowl?
Absolutely. I don't think he was out of pocket. I think he was spitting facts. Because don't nobody remember a 14-2 season or a 15-1 season or even a 16-0 season. Don't nobody care about 7,000 passing yards. Don't nobody care how many Hall of Famers you have made. They care about Super Bowls. They care about rings. That man is not a winner. He can put up all the necessary numbers in the regular season, but when it comes post time, he only been proven once. He been to that grand finale twice. He is not a winner in my eyes. But at the same time, is that still Peyton Manning, arguably one of the best quarterbacks to touch the football? But
man, you and L Boogie can be so disrespectful sometimes. What do you mean?
Man, he's not a winner. I mean, he's not a winner. He's not a winner. I don't care how good your percentage is in the regular season. He's been twice to the Super Bowl, 2 times. He lost one, he won one. Tom Brady been what, 7 times? Come on, man, he's not a winner.
5 times. 5 times.
5 times.
Come on, man. I don't know about that one, man. And you got to think, man, the competition that he's playing against, it ain't like he's losing to some bums.
Man.
He losing to the top dudes, man.
So you ready for this then?
Well, you on Mike Irsay's side. You and Mike Irsay that had coffee this week, huh?
I'm saying, though, 2 weeks ago we were just talking about Donovan McNabb. Honestly, we were just talking about the difference between Donovan McNabb and Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning got a Super Bowl. Case closed.
You're correct.
That's it. He'd have uplifted that whole organization. He'd have put that organization on his back plenty of times, and he in a more difficult situation of which Peyton Manning was in. So what is we arguing about? What is the debate about?
Five straight NFC Championship games.
Yeah, that's what. What is we arguing about? He just couldn't get over that glitch. I don't care. Even in 2005 when he had T.O.
I'm just saying.
You said he wasn't a winner. I mean, come on, man. The dude changed football.
Really? Huh?
The dude is a winner, man. You can't say he's not a winner just because he only has one Super Bowl.
And Herschel Walker changed the game of running, too. And? What does that mean?
Was Dan Marino a winner?
Huh? Absolutely.
Was Dan Marino a winner?
Is that, listen, man, when it comes to that Canton Road, let me tell you something about this Canton Hall of Fame, man. They respect Super Bowl rings. They respect that, man. They respect that. John Ursay just went up, man. Listen, first and foremost, is I would have never did that a couple of days before playing Peyton Manning because he might put up 100 on him. He's going to be salty. He's going to be relentless. And he got too many pieces for them boys to keep up with. They better just go, listen, they better go out and go sign Bob Sanders, baby, because they're going to need him.
Is Brett Favre a winner? Is Dan Marino a winner? Brett Favre a winner?
Man, Brett Favre is an absolute winner. He could back it up.
So what's the difference between Peyton Manning? He only got one.
So that's just like I hate when people put Tom Brady in the same category as Peyton Manning. You can't. You cannot. That man had different strokes than Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning came into the game as a starter, as a leader. Brady had to wait for Bledsoe to fall down, and he came up and he shocked the world.
I feel you.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole clique here.
And then came the money, baby. Then came the money and the fame. All the GQ magazines and American Boy. Man, listen, man. Next question. Next question. I like Missouri to pop Florida too.
Missouri to
upset of, man, in this college football, I like Illinois to pop Wisconsin.
Wait, say that again. Illinois to beat Wisconsin.
Believe it.
What's in your cup tonight, man?
I said it first.
I'm writing this down. OG scorekeeper, help me write this down. Because I'm going to need your assistance on Monday.
I said it. Listen, I will remind you. If I say something, I know what I'm saying. I will remind you. Cleveland Browns is going to pop the Green Bay Packers because of Brandon. I'm letting it be known.
Yeah. What's your other upset? Hey, let me ask you this. UCLA going to be Stanford? At Stanford?
Man, I don't know. Stanford coming off a loss. They can't lose back-to-back. If they lose back-to-back, they're in trouble. I don't know.
They're going to be in some real trouble. Because UCLA about to give it to them.
So what do y'all feel about LSU versus Ole Mississippi?
Ole Miss played good last week, but Texas A&M is not LSU. The Mad Hatter coming to town.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a mollywop.
how can you say, you a hypocrite? Because just a couple weeks ago, you just sit up here and thought that Ole Mississippi had a chance of upsetting Alabama.
Well, I did. That was their first tough test. You know, they kind of reminded me of the Johnny Texas A&M situation the last year. And I thought they could, but they got blanked. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Hey, you can't call all of them, brother.
So now
I would have lost money on that one.
So now, listen, man. I'm telling y'all this. Next season, the 2014-2015 NBA basketball season is going to be one year to see. I'm guaranteeing it. This is a lot of cahoots going on. Carmelo's going to stay healthy all year. Listen, I'm telling you this, man. Kobe Bryant recruit now. Trust me. Trust me, man.
Trust me.
I like Pittsburgh over Baltimore. I said it first. Straight out off the wire. I said it first. I think Mike Tomlin got a trick up under his sleeve. And to be honest, Pittsburgh cannot keep losing all these divisional games. I said it first.
They better. Yeah. They just ought to. Shout out to Ocean. Your Steelers, you hear people calling out your team. They just ought to. Tomlin better put some more Beijing on his lineup because they got to be tight this weekend.
Man, they better be. They got
to. Hey, big.
They ain't got no choice.
Right. Hey, big brother. Oh, you know, man. You know we appreciate the love, man, because you coming with it. But I told you, I got these upsets written down. I don't know what's in your cup. I wish you could ship me some, because it sounds like you got some of that down south lean in your cup.
You know, it's Sweetest Day, and I'm the Fat Mac, and I'm everybody's sweetie, baby. So with that being said, I'm still with love right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay saluting, raised to the top of my forehead. I wish y'all bless an exciting weekend, and I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Damn right. That's my dude. Oh, we appreciate the love, baby. L Boogie, you know we got to take this commercial. You know when we come back, man, it's going down. The Street Officials going live. I know you can't wait for that, L Boogie. I know you got a couple of questions, especially the question of the night for them boys. So it's really going down.
No doubt. We were talking about the Steelers, man. Once again, shout out to my girl Ocean, man. She a Steelers fan, so... Hopefully they'll keep it rolling and they'll be starting to get back relevant. Let's do it. Streets is talking. 347-855-8896. Don't forget, we still got the sports officials joining us. We about to, you know, Megatron it up, man. Street official. And we're going to have a freestyle fight. Let's do it, Ro. Let me hear something, man. Oh, I hear it. Let's go.
Life is a kick in the ass with a steel toe when you're chasing that real dope. And I'm down to get mine wherever wheels go. Wings go. The ones I love to find a thing so. With all that being said, I let it ring ho. Chill through the winter, spend summer, fall, spring slow. Check out my lingo, Jamaica terminology. It followed me, then swallowed me. It's no apology, that's a part of me. Probably why they honor me. I gotta be top lottery, hot commodity. Although it's like a job to me, it's highway robbery. Ride with me, where to? To the top, obviously. I lost my pops October, it made me colder. No longer able to stand shoulder to shoulder. You know when it's over, no rewind, no controller, no degree, no diploma. Just the heart of my broken lips, life to the fullest. Put it all in the hands with a knife and these bullets. Cause they ain't gon' pull us, got the pray, got the push. I drink till I earl, got the haze, got the push. It's me against the world when I get to where I'm going. I'ma show them where I'm from. I ain't cool with what they gave me, I'ma get this money, son. Chosen few, I feel like I'm one, it's all or none. Work at every nigga born in the slum.
They ain't give it to me, so I took it. Chopped, bagged, and cooked it. Didn't take it for granted, never overlooked it. The bullshit came in and went out of the other ear. Coming from the hood, you'd be lucky to see another year. Slip another body bag up, shed another tear. Went up North Wildin', then they threw them off the upper tier. Nothing like opening the fridge and ain't nothing there. Everybody talking at the same time, nothing clear. Yeah, what the father supposed to tell his kids? When the revolver become their relative, and they going harder than he ever did. We all die, but do we ever live?
Life to the fullest, put it all in the hands with a knife and these bullets. Cause they ain't going pull us, got the pray, got the push. I drink till I earl, got the haze, got the kush. Me against the world when I get to where I'm going. I'ma show them where I'm from. I ain't cool with what they gave me, I'ma get this money, son. Chosen few, I feel like I'm one, it's all or none. Work at every nigga born in the slum. Sound same as the automatic, I was at it again. Tapping my Tim to Eric B and Rakim. Thought I was in, brought up within the devil stadium. Red lights if you play with him with this gift. I'm framing them lost and he had Damien. I sun him with my shady side. Young and dumb the way we ride. Chaos every day we see. Cripple along the way we hide. You know I'm 100, you ever gave me 5. Some gut left out there, still hurt from the way he died. I'd rather take an army with me. So then I'm living fucking bitches popping down and pissy. They piss me off but they picking, I'm way too hard to miss me. That boy too right, I put my future on my darker history. I got to live life to the fullest. Put it all in the hands with a knife and these bullets. Cause they ain't gon' pull us, got the prey, got the push. I drink till I earl, got the haze, got the kush. It's me against the world when I get to where I'm going. I'ma show them where I'm from. I ain't cool with what they gave me, I'ma get this money, son. Chosen few, I feel like I'm one, it's all or none. Work at every nigga born in the slum.
Yeah. Real nigga shit.
smoke out to it, zone out to it.
Woo, that was hot.
Count a half a million dollars cash.
We gonna count it out in cash. Chosen few. Man, that was Lloyd Banks featuring Jada Kiss. And the reason why we play that song, cause we about to have a chosen few. They ain't a, they ain't artificial, they official. Man, I got one of, I got the host and I got one of the co-hosts, respectively. The host, T Nick, and the co-host, OG the scorekeeper. Man,
yeah,
we appreciate you guys joining us on this Friday,
know,
man. Peace out to heaven know you. And
still learning, baby. Man, still learning.
No doubt. And first of all, we appreciate you guys, you know, blessing us with your presence, you know what I mean? And secondly, let me start with you, T Nick.
Before you go, Boogie, tell her what we are when we come together. Tell her who we are and what we are when we come together.
Man, when we come together, we are officially called the Street Officials. No doubt.
Not only that, we become Voltron up around
this
thing. We click and clack, click and clack. You know what I mean?
That's it, T-Roll. That's what I'm talking about, T-Roll. We the Voltron of sports talk. That's what I'm talking about.
Click,
no doubt.
Clack. I'm sorry, Boogie. My apologies, Mr. Host. Continue on.
Oh,
please,
no
sir.
Doubt. It's all good. No question. But let me give you your observation of what we've been talking about. What's going on? What you think?
Yes, sir. I've been keeping notes. You want me to run down, or you want to ask questions? What you want me to do?
Run it down to me, and I might have a question or two after.
Okay, I saw it from the beginning. Y'all started off early in the show about Jim Irsay. Okay. I listen to the streets. I keep my ear to the streets like y'all say, okay? Jim Irsay is a fake-ass Don King. He's trying to hype up this game like he's some type of hypermode. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's trying to do. I mean, seriously. Boogie, you said it. This is the house that Satan built. He coming to the house, he about to throw the house party, and he about to shut it down. It's my house. And if you don't like it, you can get stuff out. You know how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Is it Peyton's house? Who's house? Hey, what house? Tell who house it is, Scorchy.
Hey, Manning, baby.
Hey, it's Lucas Oil. Hey, but you gotta understand with Jim Irsay where he's coming from, though. You know what I'm saying? Okay, at the end of the day, the NFL is what? It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so businesses are set up to compete. Okay, so it was cool when Peyton was on his squad, but Peyton not on his squad no more. So they competing with each other. So at the end of the day, you gotta respect what he said. And then Peyton didn't win no Super Bowl. Like, Unk was saying, you know what I'm saying? They measure you by being a champion, you know what I'm saying, by getting them rings. So it's kind of hard to, you know what I'm saying, to not agree with Irsay. Like, where's the hardware? And not just that, you know how much motivation and how much encouragement and confidence he gave Andrew Luck by saying that? You know what I'm saying? Here he is. He got this young guy that he's going to have for all these years. You know what I'm saying? He just gave him an abundance of confidence by saying that about Peyton. So he's saying, like, look here, I got this young cat, let's win some rings. You know what I'm saying? So that's motivation, man, all the way around, man. The guy, he's running a business, man. So in order to keep his business rolling how he wanted to roll and keep Lucas Oil, you know what I'm saying, keep that bad boy packed and how he wanted to pack, man, you got to say that about Peyton, man. And we've been said this. Peyton Manning is just the best regular season quarterback ever, man. I mean, man, they measure you by the rings, man.
But
and
Scorchy,
all of that Super that hold up though, that
come
Super
on.
Bowl, he threw that interception, and
come
you know
on,
what I'm saying. And a lot of them times against New England, he was throwing them picks, man.
But Scorchy, I ain't trying to go against what you're just saying. All I'm saying is, it's just like Boogie said at the beginning.
Ursay trying to change the game. What Ursay said was, we trying to change our model. So he's trying to change the model that Bill Polian set, right? But Bill Polian put the quarterback, which was Peyton Manning, in place, and then he built around him. That's the same damn thing he's doing right now with Andrew Luck. That the same thing, Zero? Zero.
This is what I want to say about Jim Irsay. To hell with Jim Irsay. They're only talking about more hardware. We all know Jim Irsay is a recovering alcoholic and a drug addict.
All he wanted
was some more money with that hardware. So he just mad because he can't fit it in his budget without any hell money he got.
Right, he's running the business. Right, he's running the business, man. Man, that's it. Bottom line.
I got you. You're right.
Side note right here before we move on, Boogie, and I was about to say something. Zero, Dallas, 36, Philly, 27. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just hope that was in the favor of Dallas and not Philly.
Do you think your hometown Browns have a chance at the Lambeau with the injuries that the Packers have? I mean, it's any given Sunday, but are you going to give them a puncher's chance?
Hey, I'm going to let Scorekeeper go ahead and talk about this. We ain't got no quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Defense is tough. We got a shutdown cornerback in Joe Hayden. And when the Browns left in 96, I became a Packers fan. Final score, Packers 24, Browns 16. Talk to Scorekeeper. I don't even want to talk about it no more. Talk to him.
Hey, I'm still, it's still tripping me out because what D-Mac said, and then Oop came back with the numbers. You know what I'm saying? That's tripped out, man. Now you understand how this business go. It's a business, man. We can't even get this guy. We can't even get Jason Campbell on the field. I mean, this is crazy, man. This is unbelievable.
Can I give you the numbers for you? Can I give you the scorekeeper numbers?
Go ahead.
D-Mac and Mr. Controversy said, Campbell got a year $3.75 million contract, right? $500,000 guaranteed. And now, I ain't about to tell you nothing to, you know, because D-Mac, Mr. Controversy, told you this. His base salary is 1.5 this year, 2.25 next year. Like Mr. Patrick said, if he plays 65 to 79% of snaps this year, he get an extra $350,000. Okay. Next year, he get an extra $2 million. Okay. If he plays at least 80% of the snaps this year, he get an extra $800,000. And this includes an extra $500,000 in 2014 for just 30% of the snaps. And next year, if he plays 40% of the snaps, he'd get an extra $1 million. And if he played half of the snaps next year, he'd get an extra $1.5 million. So it ain't just a skin factor. It's like I said, Must be the money.
I know you smell the money.
Right, so that just takes everything to another level.
Yeah, D-Mac, if you listening, that's the information that you were looking for. You said somebody would go call in and give you the stats. And there you have it. Straight from the street, right there. Broken down for you from top to bottom.
Man. So on that note, it's like, how could, and the way Green Bay need to win, like, come on now. And that pass that this guy threw last week, they're calling this pass the worst pass in NFL history. I mean, come on, man.
You never threw one of those to me in flag football, dog. Are you serious?
Man, I never threw one of those in real football.
I know we're about to move on with the questions. I know you're about to move on, Boogie. Can I ask you a quick question, though? I just want to ask the panel a quick question.
Yes.
I just want to know, between the streets, you know, and between the panel, did the Browns hoodwink, bamboozle, pull a fast one, or straight up just get the F over on the Indianapolis Colts with this T-Rich trade? That's all I want to ask you. That's it. I just want to ask you that. Did we get over on that boogie boogie? Answer me that. Did Cleveland get over on Indianapolis with that trade? Because to me, T. Rich ain't worth that first round pick.
I think that Indianapolis, I think that the Cleveland Browns did, like we said. They saw something that we didn't see. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I don't see any explosiveness. I just don't see it. Maybe he's good for a quarterback like Andrew Luck to get those 3-4 hard yards for play action, things like that. But for the Browns, they need somebody who's explosive, and Trent Richardson was not that, and I think it was a good move as it's turning out for the Cleveland Browns. Because like I said, remember what we said, T-Nick, I wasn't that upset. I just said the Browns must know something. Remember, the streets is talking. Jim Brown said it wasn't a good pick.
He did. He told me he wasn't special. I remember that.
So, if you got somebody like Jim Brown saying that, and, you know, as we see, he looked like he's just going to be that back at the goal line and just pound it in for you know, the touchdowns. He'll probably be that back.
You damn right. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you, man, about that. You damn right. Hey, T-Row, you down in Texas, man. Yeah, man, red zone. You on back. The outside looking in, man. Back. Yeah, you on the outside looking in, T-Row. How you feel about that? Do you think the Browns got over, or do you think, you know, Indianapolis got a good trade?
My thing is I'm rolling with Cleveland on this one for the simple fact that you got 10 draft picks and this year draft coming up. Two number ones, I mean, that's big, you know what I'm saying? And if you're trying to really do some things, I mean, hey, take my word for it. Jimmy Johnson did the exact same thing right before the Cowboys in the 90s started going on their little run. He used as many draft picks as he could to take advantage of what he could take advantage of. So I'm going to say that Cleveland won on that one because we all know Trent Richardson is a bag of bones up until this point. He's B.O.B. right now. But he's going to have to show his ass being in Indianapolis because this contract going to come up real close here in the end. And they going to see whether or not if he's worth it because you still got Bradshaw. So he's kind of just taking Bradshaw's place right now until Bradshaw comes back. But when Bradshaw comes back, we know what type of running back he is.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think Bradshaw, I think he's done for the year. You know, so, but, you know, it is what it is, man. We ain't going to, you know, we streets, dog. We're the streets, you know, we're the street officials right now. We're going to stay in the streets. Bucky, what else you want to talk about, man, before you let us go?
Look. Hey, I got a question. Cazale Boogie been tripping. Hey, it's upset Saturday again. Who you got? Clemson or Florida State? Florida State taking that youngster down to Death Valley. Who you got?
Hey, I'm an ACC dude, man. I'm going to let Scorekeep talk about that before I get into it. Scorekeep, who you got? Oh, wait. Hey, this is a time for Jameis to get famous, baby. I'm going with FSU. You know what I'm saying? This is stands for him to get infamous, man. He's going to get infamous, man. Stands his opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to live up to what they already been saying he was. You know what I'm saying? This is said. I like Taj Boyd. Don't get me wrong. I like Clemson. I want to see a great game and everything. But I just think Taj Boyd, you know what I'm saying, it's time for somebody else to step up, you know, and that Jameis cat, I think Jameis going to step up one time on these guys. You know what I'm saying?
What's the score? Hold on,
T-Nick.
What's the point?
Okay. The score is going to be 37-34, FSU. They don't go at it.
All right,
Mr. T-Nick,
talk to me.
I got the same score you got, 37-34. But my difference is it's going to be 34-30. With the last 4 minutes in the game, and famous Jameis going to show his anus, and he's going to drive down the field, and he's going to score that last touchdown, 37-34. I'm taking Florida State, and the only reason I'm taking Florida State, because I am a Miami Hurricane fan. I believe, I We want to be undefeated this season, boy. They was on the ropes, boy, the other night.
It was on upset Thursday. Woo!
Boogie, let me tell you, North Carolina got two offside penalties, man, back to back on the third and one.
Hold on, scorekeeper. I know you was keeping score. You seen it. On third and one for the call that time, when the time was going down, right? The play clock went down. You got to call timeout. Is that right, scorekeeper? Ain't that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's why North Carolina only won one game, because they don't know that. But what I'm saying is, as a Miami Hurricane fan, as an ACC man, I am so happy to see Seminoles, my Tigers, whatever the hell they is. I'm a Miami Hurricane. You know what I'm saying? That's what I am. I'm a Hurricane. It's all about you. You heard Luke talk about it. I need the Seminoles to go in the Death Valley and beat them down. And I'm going to go into Tallahassee and tell you what it's about and break it down. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that regardless of the injuries or what I got or whatever it is, man. I'm all about you, dog. That's me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to believe that. That is green, that orange, that white. That's what I'm going to do. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you real. In Tallahassee, in Carolina, we won two out of the last five times we've been there. Okay? On Thursday night, man, we talked about this. You know what I'm saying? Me, you, you know what I'm saying? Boogie, T-Row, Nilly Neal, Mitch. We all talk about on Thursday nights. On Thursday nights, that's a college Monday night football. There is no reason the NFL. Let me ask y'all a question. Did any of you watch that old Seattle Arizona game last night? Anybody watch the game last night?
Man, I live in this state. You know I watched the game. It was hot last night.
Yeah, but that's BS, though. That's the only reason you watch it because you live there. That's the only reason you watch it because you live there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is watching Miami, North Carolina, man. The NFL needs to let those Thursday night games go, man. That's the collegiate guy. Thursday night is a Monday night, man. It's a BS, man. They ain't let that go.
Right.
So I get geeked when I talk about it. You know, as coach, you know, man. You talk about this all the time, man. And,
Let me say this. Hold on.
Hey,
I'm sorry, man.
Question of the night. Listen to this.
I gotta hit you with my boy Mel on Scarface. Wait a minute. Florida State, our nemesis has always been the U. It has always been that way, but we will always, now that we're in the same conference, we have no choice but to meet up with you. Now, like I said before, when the season started, my team, wow, they're exceeding my expectations, but it's only 6-0. It still got 6 more games, and it's going to be tough going down there to steal one. And I hope we are undefeated so the conference can still represent when we play you guys and, you know what I'm saying, for the BCS, because let's not forget, we want every team to win for the computer points. Look at the Big 12. They're on the road. None of those teams will be playing for the national championship, even if Baylor does go undefeated. I can't see them playing for the national title. So, you know, you want guys to, you know, to keep winning, and you want those matchups like you got now, 5-3. So it's just gonna be great. And before we let you go, I'm gonna ask you this, scorekeeper first, and then T-Nick, I'm gonna ask you this. Going into the NBA, is it a big deal, Carmelo Anthony talking about him going to free agency, testing the market? Is it a big deal?
Man, that's beautiful. Think about it now. Carmelo, he never had a chance to experience free agency. And like you said, New York is the one that can offer him the most money. Okay. So Carmelo, he's just about to get this treatment, man. He's about to get this treatment of the whole free agency, man. He's about to take these trips. He's about to get pampered, man. He's about to get all this free, everything he can get. You know what I'm saying? He's going to take this trip, man. He's going to experience. He going to listen to what everybody got to say, you know what I'm saying, and all that, because he had a, for my understanding, he never had a chance to experience the whole thing of free agency. So everybody, like he said, everybody want to at least experience that once, you know, to be able to go to these different cities and nothing, to see everything they doing for them, and everybody want them, you know what I'm saying, and all that. But at the end of the day, like you say, New York is the one that can offer the most money. So at the end of the day, I think that's where he's going to end up being. You know, but that, you know what I'm saying, that L.A., you know what I'm saying, with Kobe, you know what I'm saying, you know, vouching for him, you know what I'm saying, and Adam like that, that's intriguing also. But, you know, New York, you know, I don't see why, you know, he won't feel like he can do something in New York, you know what I'm saying. Where else is he going to go, you know what I'm saying? Take it on the chin if you take it on the chin. If not, you know what I'm saying, go on, beat LeBron now, you know what I'm saying? Stick with yet. So they can offer him the most money, so he's probably going to end up coming back around to them. But he want to experience that, man.
Hey, man, no deal, because I see it the way it is. Hey, I'm going to take the opposite approach of what you said. I wouldn't be surprised to see him and LeBron somewhere else, playing somewhere else, dog. I ain't going to lie to you. Whether that's Memphis, whether that's Cleveland, whether that's L.A., New York, Miami, wherever. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be recruited. He wants to feel the love. You know, he went to Syracuse. That was the only time that he won. And me, Syracuse fan. I mean, the Orange. You know, the Browns, you know, Syracuse, you know, Miami. Everything is Orange when it comes to me. You know, so Orange. So that's the way. I'm just saying for real. You know what I'm saying? He a winner. He already won the title. You know what I'm saying? So he feels the love. You know, he already got his money, so he feels the love. He's been in New York. He feels the love. You know what I'm saying? He's been on the West Coast. He feels the love. So when it comes to Carmelo, man, it's almost like his last hurrah when it comes to the contract. He's going to get like a five-year deal, and he got to be responsible about this five-year deal. You know, so if you don't mind, just give me about 20 seconds. I want to jump off course. I want to answer that question about Johnny Money. Johnny Money don't represent the NCAA like Tebow did. So he will not win the Heisman this year. You know why? Because Patuk got some black friends somewhere. That's all I got to say about that. He got some black friends somewhere. That's why he got that mojo. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Hey, look. Hey, before you roll on, I got my 11-year-old. His name is Trey. He listens to the show every Friday. And he want to talk about
what's
some disrespect.
Trey?
Hey, Trey Bones want to talk about some disrespect about his team. I don't respect this team. But he want to talk about some disrespect that he got. Trey Bones, talk about your team, Trey.
All I know is y'all better respect my Oregon Ducks in the streets. No question.
And the Oregon, and just on that note, Trey Bone, the Oregon Ducks, they're wearing pink helmets tomorrow to represent breast cancer. And my son loves the Oregon Ducks too. He wants to go to Oregon, so we got you. Big up.
Hey, all you know is he like to holler out the streets, man. He loves all around the streets. Like Boogie say all the time, man. I don't know what it is. He won't follow Daddy, but he'll follow Boogie, man.
Yeah.
Both crying, dog.
Let me ask y'all a question, though. It was like how Johnny Money Manziel won the Heisman. He was the best player last year. Is he the best player in college football right now this year?
Goddamn
right.
Of course. Yes, hands down.
Okay. So he probably won't win this year because of politics, but he's just getting worn right now. He hitting his stride. By the end of the season, it's gonna be so hard for them not to give it to him just based upon what he's about to do. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the politics is not gonna allow him to get it, but it's gonna be hard for them not to give it to him because he's just hitting his stride, man. He's just getting worn. And he's doing this against top-level competition. So keep that in mind also.
That's all I can say. There's no trial.
There you have it. There you have it, ladies
Come on
and gentlemen.
To Come on to Cleveland, Johnny Football.
Yes, the street officials. Hey, we appreciate y'all, man. You know, like my dude T-Nick say, we become Voltron when we get on the line, man. We click, clack, clack, click. You know what I mean? Much love to you, brothers. You can check out the sports officials, man, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You know, them boys are hot. Get your ass up and check them boys out, man. You know, much love to the brothers, man. They got to see this thing.
My dog.
see you on Sunday. My dogs. I love y'all, man.
Much love.
Man, much blessed love. Big up once again, Heaven No Youth, man. T-Neck, Nilly Neil, Mitch. Man, let's go to a quick commercial. When we come back, we're going to hit him with a little freestyle, bro.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. I got a little something for my little daddy out there that says street to rep his Oregon Ducks. You know what I got to do, man. I got to take it real west. We're going to show him what it's like. You know what I mean?
FPM Eastern Time. They better buy them. No doubt. West Coast Connection. Let's do it. Woo, we hot in the asylum. We got your woman pucker up, but we fuck her up. Bow down before I make a phone call. Got 25 niggas running up on y'all, but a cheese. We want them keys. Everybody freeze on your knees, butt naked, please. Before any of you guppies get hot, nigga, rewind my part, fool, and bow down when I come to your town. Bow down when I'm wet with bands. Bow down. Cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you. I take 10 steps and I draw. Now who's dissing the mad ass Inglewood edition? I bust like a pimple, my mind is still mental. The west side connects with me in South Central. When the drag from the zigzag can't fuck with the Phillies holding down the Wild West. Like the kid they call Billy, once again it's Mac 10, the gold crown holder. Strong as a Coca-Cola with a chrome pistola. Now who wanna fuck so I can bust when I cuss? My look bring you feel a year from the surplus. Since a teen, I chased the green, the crack scene team. Low lows, corniches, and baguettes on my pieces. So recognize these, real cheese, chase the cheese. The west side connect, keep it rolling like gold. These three willing and dealing, it's like the California style. But in the meanwhile, in my town, you got to bow.
Bow down
when you come to my town.
Bow down
when I'm westward bound.
Bow down
because I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Well, it's that Chuck wearing still sport of the beanie. Yeah. The shadiest nigga when a click, who wanna see me? Yes, I slide my notes on, let my khaki sing. West side, connect gang, bing, bing, bang. Run away, go get your punk ass laid by this H, double O to the D to the FTA. Fuck harder than, I'm gang related, simple and plain, which means I can give a fuck about you niggas in this rap game. Flashy niggas get stuck up, beat the fuck up. When you come around, keep your chain tucked from this 00 apostrophe, yes shit. Fuck a studio lyricist, I'm real with this. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Diss me your wax, I'm tryna saw your whole fucking head off. Yeah, I'm platinum bound, so bitch shut up. And nigga, wall y'all could kiss my Converse like show now.
Bow down
when I come to your town.
Bow down
when I'm west with bam.
Bow down
cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Bow down
when you come to our town.
Bow down
when we west with bam.
Bow down
cause we ain't no haters like you. Bow down to some niggas that's greater than you.
Tell you something, gangsters make the world go round. So you ain't got the clown. But if you live on the west side of your town, make them other fools bow down. West side connection, the world belongs.
The streets is talking, it's
bow
a
down.
Dog show.
Bow down.
With a twist of hip hop, and they better bow down. Cause we just a little greater than you. Man, I got my cellmates, G-Well, the G-Who on assignment. My right-hand man, T-Row. Man, we represent L.A., Texas, and Cleveland, Ohio, respectively. We had a lot to talk about. They better bow down. We the UGK of the sports talk world. Oh, man, we hot. We hitting numbers. Man, got a tweet the other day, somebody from Australia talking about keep the show rolling. They loving it up there. Man, can you feel it? Can you feel it? We the UGK. We down under for real. Black. Straight.
L Boogie, let's get this freestyle Friday rocking, baby. You know we down to the last five.
Yeah. Let me give him a minute 30. I'm going to give him a minute 30 because I stay dirty. You know why? Because I'm always thirsty. I'm going to just breathe success. They going for it. Man, they aiming for my chest. When I vote, you know I'm always going to say yes. Whatever it may be, I'm always pro. whether it be Italian, whatever you do, you always going to stay a hoe. I had to put it in my freestyle because I'm a state trio. We in the streets, homeboy, and we keep the peel. What you got to toss, we got it better than crack. You tripping, we ain't no game. We don't know how to act. Man, we going to keep it gangster because that's how it is with my OG. I remember watching him, and he always played varsity. He went to John Adams. I went to CCC. He used to come to my games, and it was prime time to be. How many balls did you have, one, two, or three? That's how me and my dude, the OG, used to compete. It wasn't about the points. It was about the ends because we always was going to stay friends. Man, I'm always going to take my shot, never pump fake. We're going to keep that to the cats. We're going to stay home by the lake. That's why we had to move, because they're going to suck it up out of you. May I ask all them guys, man, we used to run like up out of me. I'm tripping because my mind is on something else. Man, all I want is the wealth. It ain't even about the ends. It's just about my stealth. I don't know what they tripping, though, man, but I'm going to keep coming with the belt. I'm done, man.
Woo, that boy hot. Well, you got the cell bar shaking. You can't feel that vibration in this boy. Look at the silence. Boy, smiling real big. Boy, cut that out, boy. You know what it is, man. You feeling good? What's in your cup, boy? You know we're about to go to a show. Big up to Perp Nasty. You know what I mean? Hey, yo. Time it is, man. We got to jump over down south. You know what I'm saying? Got to check in with Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jiggin the Third. You know what I mean? Down there repping North Park. Yo, Skeeter Mo, where you at?
Yo, what it do, what the business is?
Man, I know you got something funky fresh for the world, man. You got to back up that freestyle that Boogie just laid down. He feeling good, man. I'm telling you, he got something in his cup tonight. I'm telling you, man. So lay it down for us, man. You know what time it is.
Already, man. One more time for your mind, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. the Third, huh? All right. I'm going to start it off going straight for the jugular. The name of the game when you hustling is the double up. Pockets on double stuff, but it's never enough. Every day I'm hustling like Rick Ross and such. I'm cold like Kobe. I spit bars like stars thrown by Shinobi. I scramble like Randall in Cowboy Boots and Sandals. I still keep it G, Great Dickies in blue flannel. I'm Skeeter Osmosis, and you can keep your whole bitch, nigga. We on some mo shit. My gun will take four trips. Back and forth, and right across your whole lips. I only want more chips, dope grip. Man, I'm up out of this motherfucking bitch.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, Skeeter Mo. You know what it is, man. That boy, man, you and L Boogie, man. Y'all keep the Friday hot, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, man, your nephew, man, put down 8 points and scored 8 points. And drop 5 dimes, man. So your nephew was getting it in, man. Him and his little partner, man, playing for the school. So, you know, big shouts out to Manzanita Mustangs. They got it in. They 2-0. He scored 20 yesterday. They won 50-6. So, you know, your nephew getting it in. You understand?
Already, man. One love, maximum respect. You know it.
Already, man. So much love to Skeeter Mo Jiggins Johnson the Third, Nell Boogie for jumping in and doing their thing on Freestyle Friday. You know, man, my shout-out to my man, L. Book Dog. Know how we get down. Yo, Jewels, I see y'all there every day, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, to the in-house guest, Bluesy, always repping the Six Deuce Deuce on that suit. You know how we get down. You see the bands, should give them a shout-out. Yo, we going to the concert. Perp Nasty. You know, YBM, this goes out to you guys. We're going to be checking y'all out real soon. You know what I'm saying? We're going to end the show with these guys, like I said. Special shout out to those guys, Weedication also, you know what I mean? And Joe's Grotto, 32nd Street, and Thunderbird, so get it in.
Yeah, let's get up out of here, man. They're going to close the cell back up, man. Let's get back in the cages. Once again, shouts out to all the callers. We appreciate you. We'll see you in 72, man. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a lot of girlfriends. Bluesy, what the deal? To my daughter, Pretty Face, I see you. My son out there, Benny, he just balling out there in Cleveland, Ohio. Let's go, man.
Hey, yo, Big Brother Bass, big shout out to you, baby. I saw you on the show. My bad.
Perp Nasty, this for you, baby. I need a purple swisher by Perp Nasty. That's where we going tonight. Swisher. Shout out, they sponsor the show.
I need a purple swisher. 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 I need a purple swisher.
So it's me, the guy with the fisher hat. I got the tree, I got the bick. I'm wondering where the swisher's at. I need to get a swisher pack. I need to get them swishers fast. 5 blocks, 2 pack, anything will do. But right now without my blunt, I'm feeling like a single dude. And I don't like it, I'm trying to get high with my swisher sweet blunt right after I ignite it. But I need a purple swisher, so I'm on the search for swishers. Once I get it, I will kiss her. That purple fucking swisher and the purple tree, that's the perfect fucking mixture. So I mix it up, and I take a puff of the purple blunt. Of the purple blunt. Purple blunt. Of the purple blunt. Purple blunt.
I need a purple swisher. 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 I need a purple swisher.
Give me that purple swisher and I'm smoking it up. From the time I wake up, gotta get my cake up. Energy noticing my flow's explosive. I'm smoking and I'm loving it. Couldn't live without this shit. Money's not the only object. My tree is so important, it's like it's imported. I have to have it, I know you notice. My flow super califragilistic, expialidocious. Get the potent, I mix it in the potion. Light it, then I smoke it. Antidote is what I'm rolling. Smoking in the desert or on a yacht in the ocean. Whole table full of chronic, freshly cultivated. Smoke out that make the studio look like a cloud. Levitated like it left the ground. Smoking so loud, staying so high, passing them clouds.
I need